No choice. The more you see cycles, the more you understand patterns, hopefully the more you see you have no choice. Wasn't it nice to see that when we became civilized that the 17th stage said, well, we can organize everyone? And wasn't it terrific that we had this wonderful balance against that, because suddenly we have the 18th stage, and the 18th stage says, we are not simply going to accept your direction and your authority without challenging it. And at the moment that you have a civilization in which you have those that are trying to control and those that are judging and those that are challenging, that eventually you get to a point where you need something else. That brings us to this morning. It's always nice on a Sunday to start with God. So let's do the 19th stage and see that when local authority loses its power, we always can then rely on God. You know, whether it's the golden calf or the universal God, we can rely on something that will control us out of sheer unadulterated fear. No choice. The 19th gate is an extraordinary thing, and we're living in a time in which it's under profound impact. All of us are experiencing that energy, and the energy that lies deepest within the 19th gate is the pressure within us to need the very basic things of life, which include a common spirituality. Everything about holding groups together is about glue, and God is a good glue. You know, if everybody has and uses the same glue, they all stay stuck together, and they feel like they have a bond that's very different from people in the other valley who have different kinds of glue. You see, the tribe is maintained through fundamental structures that everybody gets involved with. Everybody. So we all have to have the same God, which is why we have all kinds of blood on the hands of every religion that's ever been on earth. My God's better than your God. I had a friend of mine send me a wonderful graphic the other day. He's an artist in the States. And it's this wonderful scene of, in St. Peter's Square, the special door that the Pope opens up so everybody can be blessed once every 20 years. And there's this wonderful scene of this door opening up into a black void, deep black void. And there's the Pope down on his knee, holding his huge staff, and it's all glowing in gold and whatever. And written above that is, my God's better than your God. So the 19th gate brought us something very unique. This 19th stage introduced something essential for humanity. That is, how do you bond a community together so that the community wants to stay together and that the community sees itself as a whole, as an organism? And you can't do that just by controlling them through money. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You have to have something else that binds them. How many human beings on this planet have suffered the enormous amounts of pain and degradation in the name of their gods? You see the church at the top of the hill up here? Think about the poor bastards that had to build it. Not the priests that stand inside and look at the gold as it shines. You know, but the people who worked every day in the fields, who had to give up their time to drag all that stuff and bring all that stuff and do all that stuff. All these great temples, all these things built on the backs, well, of generators. What to do? Good slaves. The 19th gate, the 19th stage is enslaving us through our needs. And enslaving us together in our needs. So that we can find the way together, so that we can build our communities together. The need to have a God is in our genes. Please recognize that that is a mechanism. The need to have a God is in our genes, but there are genes.